Hi guys, and welcome back to another Love Ints episode. In today's video, I'm going to be telling you all about the new Love Ints Lush Anal. This is Love Ints' newest addition to the Lush range, and it's also their smallest butt plug. So there is lots to cover in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be telling you all about the Love Ints Lush Anal. Now, as I've said, this is the newest addition to the Lush range, and it is Love Ints' smallest butt plug so far. So if you haven't heard of Love Ints before, they make interactive sex toys for men and women. And these sex toys can be connected to the Love Ints remote app and be controlled via your mobile device or your PC. And they are extremely popular with the webcam community. And the Lush range is Love Ints' iconic toy, and this is their newest addition. Now, Love Ints have released other butt plugs before, but this is their smallest. So we're going to be taking a closer look at that today. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to be giving you an unboxing of the Love Ints Lush Anal like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to be telling you what you get when you buy the Lush Anal, and I'm going to be showing you how to use it. If that wasn't enough, I'm also going to show you how to connect it to the Love Ints remote app and how to control it within the app. Finally, I'm going to give you a little bit more information about the toy. I'm going to give you a comparison between the Love Ints Lush Anal and the Hush 2 XS. So think of it as an extreme beginner and a beginner comparison. And I'm going to give you a review at the end. So buckle up, this is going to be a long one. I'm going to shut up and let's get into the unboxing video.
Okay guys, we're going to start off by showing you the outside of the box. And the reason why I do this is to show you that it is discreet packaging when you order from Love Ints. As you can see, there is a shipping label, but there's no mention of Love Ints on the outside. Anyway, that's enough of the outside of the box. Let's open it up and show you what's inside. And once we do get the box open, you can see that pink iconic box from Love Ints. As you can see on the front of the box, there is a picture of the Love Ints Lush Anal. This is their newest and smallest butt plug. But more importantly, it's just as powerful as one of the Lushes. On the back of the box, it tells you a little bit more about the Lush Anal, and it tells you some of the features. So let's take the cellophane off the outside of the box and show you what you get when you buy the Lush Anal. In the bottom left hand side of the box, there's also a QR code that you can scan to download the remote app. So let's get the cellophane off the outside of the box and show you what the Lush Anal looks like. When you take the lid off, the first thing you'll see is your Lush Anal. We'll put this to one side for now and we'll take a closer look at what else is inside the box. Inside this pink box at the bottom, you'll find your magnetic charging cable. What I'll quickly do now is show you how to use the magnetic charging cable. Love Ints do try to use the same magnetic charging cable for all their toys. So if your cable does break at any time, you can use one from another toy. Line the head of the magnetic charging cable up with the head of the controller that's located on the Lush Anal. The two magnetic pins will attract and it will pull in the charging cable. The two will attract each other and it will start to charge your toy. If we slip out the foam insert, we'll find our user manual. This tells you how to use the toy and how to maintain it. But hopefully after watching this video, you won't need to read it. But it is handy to have, as it does tell you how to look after and maintain your Lush Anal. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to manually operate the Love Ints Lush Anal. The silver panel on the front has a light behind, and behind that is the on-off button. Hold the button down for 3 seconds and the toy will vibrate, and as you can see, the lights will start flashing on the front. To start cycling through the patterns, all you need to do is repeatedly push the power button. Each push will change the pattern. There are 7 inbuilt patterns and there's room to add more. You can also edit and delete any of the ones that you don't use. This means you have more room to save the ones that you do like. You can add more patterns by connecting your Love Ints Lush Anal to the Love Ints remote app. To turn off your toy, all you need to do is hold down the power button again. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and follow button. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself the Lush Anal, then there is a link in my profile.
So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the Love Ints Lush Anal and how to control it as a standalone toy. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to connect it to the Love Ints remote app and how to control it within the app.
To connect your Love Ints Lush Anal to the Love Ints remote app, the first thing you need to do is make sure your Bluetooth is switched on your mobile device. You'll also have to make sure that your Lush Anal is switched on and you've downloaded the Love Ints remote app. As you can see, I've already downloaded the app, so I'm going to open it. To connect the Lush Anal to the Love Ints remote app, the first thing I'm going to do is click on the plus icon in the top right hand side of the screen. And here I'm going to select Add Toy. Your device will then start searching for your Lush Anal or any other Love Ints toy you've got switched on. Scroll to the bottom of the list of my toys and you'll find available toys. And as you can see, our Lush Anal has been found. All we now need to do is select it from the list and it will start to connect. So if we scroll up to the top of the screen now, we'll find our Lush Anal is connecting. This can take a few seconds to connect, but once it has, you'll see a pop-up on the screen saying it's connected and you'll be able to see the battery life of the toy. Now what I'm going to quickly do is show you all the settings for the Lush Anal. So first I'm going to click on the settings button underneath it, and this will bring up a list of all our settings. The first on the list is toy name. Here you can change what the name of the toy is within the Lovins remote app. Underneath is program. Here you'll find the patterns that are saved on the toy. You can edit, add or delete any of these patterns. To add a new pattern, all you need to do is click on the pink add pattern button. This will bring up a list of any patterns that you've previously created. Click on the pattern and click on done in the top right hand side of the screen to add it to the toy. If this list is empty, click on the pink create pattern button. This will bring up your control window. By moving the pink ball up and down on the screen, it will start to create your pattern, and it's recording it so you can save it to the toy. If you click on the loop button on the right hand side of the screen, it will repeat any movements that you make. When you stop moving the ball on the screen, it carries on repeating that pattern. If you click on the float button on the right hand side of the screen, it will hold the vibration level. When clicked again, every time you let go of the ball, it will return to the bottom of the screen. When you're finished creating your pattern, click on the save button in the top right hand side of the screen. You can then name it and click on the save button. It will then save to your patterns list, but more importantly, it will save directly to your toy. This means you can use it as a standalone pattern without having to connect your phone. If you click on the adjust levels button at the top of the screen, it will bring up a screen that will let you change the maximum vibration levels. These patterns are the three continuous patterns that are inbuilt on the toy. When you've finished adjusting them, click on the save button in the top right hand side of that panel. It will then update the vibration levels on the toy. Back to the main page, and this time we're going to click on toy strength. This is where we can adjust the maximum vibration level. So if the maximum setting is too strong for you, you can lower it. And within the app, the toy will not go above this level. Slide the bar left or right and click on save. Next on the list is serial number, and this is your toy's serial number. I've never actually had to use this, so I don't know what it's for, but it's there if you need it. Back to the main settings page, and you can turn off the lights on the toy. To do this, click on the enable disable lights toggle. Underneath this, you can click on LED color. This lets you directly control the colors that are displayed on the toy. You have 9 multicolors and 6 single colors to choose from. Back to the main page, and this time we're going to click on continue if disconnected. So what this basically means is if your toy is disconnected for any reason from Bluetooth, it will continue playing the pattern. The longer this is set for, the more chance you have in connecting your toy back to the device before it stops vibrating and killing any mood. The reconnect to last level toggle makes sure that, again, any interruption is unnoticed when your toy reconnects. Finally, at the bottom of the list is firmware update. If Lovins finds a bug with any of the toys, it can force an update of your toy. This means that they can fix issues that they have before they become a problem, so it's definitely worth keeping switched on. And finally, at the very bottom of the list is delete toy button. If you do delete your toy for any reason, you can always connect it back to the app. Just connect it like it's a new toy. Now what I'm going to do is start showing you how to control your toy within the Lovins remote app. From the settings page, we're going to click on the arrow in the top left hand side of the screen. This will take you back to your toys list. Click on the arrow again and you'll be taken back to the Lovins remote app homepage. Now what we're going to do is click on remote. When you move the pink ball up and down on the screen, it will make your toy vibrate. Click on the loop button in the right hand side of the screen and it will repeat any pattern once you let go of the ball. If you click on the float button on the right hand side, anywhere you move the ball on the screen, it will hold that vibration pattern even when you let go. If you click on the traditional button on the right hand side of the screen, it will bring up the old controls that was on the Lovins remote app. On the right hand side of the screen again, we have the local sync button. Some of the toys have extra sensors inside that can be used to control other toys and vice versa. You can also record patterns. To do that, click on the record button in the bottom right hand side of the screen. Now any movements on the controller will start being recorded, and when you click on the record button again, it will save that pattern. That's the very basics of controlling your Lovins Lush Anal with the Lovins remote app. If you want to find that pattern you've just saved, all you need to do is go back to the home page and click on my patterns, and as you can see at the top of the list is the pattern we just created and saved. If we click on the three dots on the right hand side of our pattern, it will give us some more options. If we click on share, it will upload it to Lovins and other people can download it and use it. We can also click on rename, and as it suggests, we can rename that pattern. At the very bottom, we can delete it and we can also add it to a playlist. And a playlist is exactly what it sounds like it is. If we go back to the list of our patterns, we can select one and it will bring up our player. The timeline will appear and when it moves, it will start vibrating our toy. On the player, we can loop it, pause it, and go back and skip forward. If we go back to our patterns list, we can also create a pattern from here. If we click create pattern in the bottom right hand side of our screen, it will bring up a list of all Lovince toys. So what this simply means is we can create a specific pattern for any Lovince toy, even if we don't own it. And the reason that's important is we can create a pattern for a partner. This means we can create a pattern that utilizes any features and functions that we don't already own. As some Lovince toys spin and frost. If we can't find a toy, we can scroll up to the top of the screen and in the search bar, we can type in the name. Once found, select it and it will bring up the control panel. Create your pattern and click on the done button in the top right hand side of the screen. You'll then be asked to name the pattern and click on save. You'll then find that pattern at the top of the list. We can also mix patterns. To do that, click on mixer in the bottom left hand side of the screen. You'll be given a list of pre-made vibration patterns. If there are none you like, click on new clip. This will bring up the controller and you can create up to a 10 second pattern. Once you've created the pattern, click on the save button. You'll then need to name that clip. Once saved, it's added to the list of patterns that you can choose from. Then all you need to do is tap and hold and slide it up to the top of the screen. Then all you need to do is drag and drop all the rest of your clips. Once you've finished adding all your clips, click on the save button and name that pattern. And like before, it will be added to your patterns list. From here, we can select it and play it as before. Back to our main list, and this time we're going to click on playlist at the top of our screen. This is where you can find all your favourite patterns that you've added to a playlist. Back to the homepage, and this time we're going to click on control link. Creating a control link is just one of the ways that you can let other people control your toy. When you click on create a control link, you'll be given two options. The first one we're going to look at is one-on-one link. As you can see, we can choose which toys can be controlled. We can also set how long for. If it's someone we know and trust, we can give them unlimited access. And we can choose whether they need permission to use the link. We can also share it publicly with other people. However you choose to create your link, click on save once you're done. When you click on the back button in the left hand side, you'll see all your active links. You then have the ability to copy it, share it, and create new ones. And if you click on the three dots above the link, you'll be able to edit the link, refresh it, disable it, and delete it. When the timer runs out for any link you've created, the person controlling your toy will automatically lose access to controlling it. We're going to go back to the homepage now and create a group link. So select control link again and click on group link. Like with the one-on-one link creator, you'll be asked to select which toys you want to be controlled. You'll also be asked how long for. One of the other options is how many people can control your toy. When you've set all the permissions, all you need to do again is click on the save button. If you want to see how else other people can control your Lovince toy, I have a blog post and a video on my website. The link for that is in my profile. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and follow button. And if you've been inspired to buy yourself a Lovince Lush Anal, then there is a link in my profile.
So there you have it, guys. That's how you connect and control your Lovince Lush Anal with the Lovince remote app. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about the toy. The toy measures 96 millimeters from top to bottom with a diameter of 21.5 millimeters. It has the new Lovince LED display. It also has up to 4 hours of continuous use battery life. It takes just 45 minutes on a quick charge and can be left on standby for up to 120 hours. Like other Lovince Lush toys, it vibrates at 7,500 vibrations per minute. It's IPX7 water resistant. The noise it makes is 33 decibels. You can have unlimited patterns once you connect it to the Lovince remote app. And finally, the whole toy weighs in at 55 grams. So it's super light and comfortable to use when you're out and about. What I'm going to do now is give you a small comparison between the Lush Anal and the Hush 2 XS. Now, the Hush 2 doesn't have the LED display. The Lush Anal takes 45 minutes to quick charge, where the Lovince Hush XS takes 60 minutes. It also has a continuous use battery life of up to 237 minutes, whereas the Hush 2 XS only has 76 minutes. The Lush Anal is also slightly quieter with 33 decibels, where the Hush 2 XS is 36 decibels. When it comes to vibrations, they both vibrate at 7,500 times per minute. Two other key differences is this one is pink, the Hush 2 XS is black. And as this is going up your bum, there may be some discoloration. The Hush 2 will hide that discoloration. Also, the Hush 2 doesn't have this arm. Okay guys, that's the boring information out the way. Let's get into the review. Now, I think the Lush Anal is going to be really good for absolute beginners. Personally, I've had lots of other vibrators and butt plugs up my bum, and this one wasn't quite hitting the spot for me. But I am a sex toy reviewer, and I've had lots of toys up my bum. I'm talking about this for the absolute beginner who's scared to put anything up there. It does vibrate just as good as the other Lush toys and the Hush 2 XS. So even though it is really small, you can get a really good sensation out of it if you are a beginner. I am a sucker for all Lovince toys, and I think it's great that they've improved the Lovince Hush XS. The only thing I would really say is I'd like to have seen it in the black that the XS comes in. That's my own real concern about the toy, is that it may discolour over time. Anyone who's had a butt plug before, they do discolour slightly. And I think this in black would look so much better. So Lovince, if you are watching, release it in black. One thing I would also like to see is Lovince bring back storage bags that they used to give away with their toys. If you do need a storage bag, then there is a link on my profile to my website. The Lush Anal was really easy to clean as well afterwards. All I did was washed it with warm soapy water and left it to air dry. If you have been inspired to buy yourself the Lovince Lush Anal, then there is a link in my profile. Here you'll find a link to my website, which will take you directly to the Lovince website. This is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Lovince's profits should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop me in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Until next time, peace out.